It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, my name is Warren Wilby. I'm an ISV architect evangelist for Microsoft. And I'm in Washington, D.C. at day four of Incubation Week. So, guys, I have my friends from WNOW, Jay and Chris. And you've been here for 4 days.
We haven't left.
How many days worth of sleep have you got?
Not much.
So, tell me a little bit about WNOW. What's the concept? What's the idea?
Yep, so the idea behind WNOW is to take the pain out of business cards. So instead of exchanging a business card and that card ending up on your desk, we've put that process in your mobile phone. So I send you an invite via text or email, and my contact data loads directly to your mobile address book.
So what am I going to do with that drawer full of business cards?
Hopefully throw them away. Recycle them.
Recycle them, of course. It's going to be politically correct.
Exactly.
Okay, So you've got this system where with mobile phones you can keep track of business cards. Now, today and this week you're working on building something on top of the CRM platform. So how does that work? What's the tie to CRM? What are you building this week?
Basically we're integrating with Dynamics. So we see Dynamics as a touch point. Any contact, once you become a dub contact, so you accept my invitation, I can mark that invite to be basically flow into Dynamics automatically, and then anytime that you update your information, that contact will flow through dub and then flow into Dynamics automatically, so our CRM is up to date with the latest information that the end user is actually providing.
So a business card exchange turns into corporate information and a corporate asset.
Up to date, yep.
Yeah, I think the panel tomorrow might buy off on that.
I hope so.
So for the people who haven't been here for 4 days, why don't you describe what you think Incubation Week is?
That's a good question. So Incubation Week is sort of what it sounds like. I think the lab experience is a better description. So we literally sit in a lab with the latest and greatest hardware and software, and we build our application to integrate with Microsoft Dynamics CRM.
And, I mean, we've got access, almost 24/7 access to you know, senior Microsoft engineers who are, you know, subject matter experts with the technology and are basically doing everything they can to give us the most assistance to basically integrate their product. So it's been a tremendous help.
Plus breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not forget the food.
Right?
That's your compensation for the sleep.
Exactly.
Okay, so you come, you get a little bit of education, you get a bunch of tools, you get a room to work in, and some pretty smart people to work with. What's the carrot above and beyond that? Is that it?
No, I mean, the carrot for us, obviously, is working with and integrating with Microsoft on a number of different levels, the CRM platform being one, but several other areas as well, including Windows Mobile and .NET.
Cool. You see, most people, when they come here, when I talk about the carrot, talk about the panel that's tomorrow. Not interested in the panel. Guys with bags of money don't really interest you.
You know what? I think if we have a strong partnership with Microsoft, the bags of money will probably follow.
Fair enough. But the panel, you aren't excited about it?
We're very excited to present to the panel tomorrow. I think because we're a local company and the panel is fairly local, a lot of them are familiar with who we are, what we're doing. So we've talked to some of them before and are looking forward to, again, presenting with sort of Microsoft behind us at this point.
Yeah. So we're at day four. You're wrapping up. You're getting your story straight. You're getting ready for your presentation to an investment panel tomorrow. You going to make it? Are you going to get some sleep tonight?
Probably not. We'll save the sleep for Saturday and Sunday and maybe over the holidays.
Okay, fair enough. Well, if, you know, for the broad audience of startups out there, Incubation Week, worth it?
Well worth it.
Absolutely.
Thanks.